الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله كان على كل شيء حسيبا وقد ورد في الحديث عن عبد الله سلام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا والناس بالنيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله رسوله الكريم صدق الله مولانا الكريم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدر رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, I have recited one hadith, a few ayats of the Quran, some hadith, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to say whatever I say with ikhlas. Ikhlas is very, very important. Without ikhlas, any good deed that a person does is useless. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will pull up some people who will have done great, great jobs in the world. They will have accomplished great, great tasks. And Allah will ask them, why you did that? And they will all claim, an alim, person who fought in the path of Allah, gave his life, person who spent his hard-earned wealth in doing the work of deen. They will claim that we did it for you, Ya Allah. And Allah knows, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ Allah knows what is in the hearts of people. And Allah will say, you're lying, you said it, so that people may say you are a very great alim. And you are like this, and you are very, very brave. And so on. And all of them will be thrown headlong into Jahannam. Allah save us, brothers. First of all, I'm sitting here, Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib Damat Barakatuh told me 3-4 days ago, Maulana, if you are here on Thursday, please, we will have a majlis and you must be part of the majlis. So I said, inshallah, if I'm here, I'll be here, I'll come. So then our job got finished yesterday and we were deciding to leave this morning. So then I told Maulana that I won't be available, I'm leaving for Johor. And then, making mashwara with the family, my family said, but that is the maqsad of the whole thing, of our life, so that we can benefit, and from that benefit, we can benefit. Not in you only know, you are not the only one that's benefiting, we also benefit, we are muhtaj ourselves. So we're not doing a favor on anybody, doing a favor to myself. Our Amir Sabdharabai one day, he went in Jamaat for 3 days, ladies Jamaat. And at the end when we were going back, I said, Hazrat, Jazakallah for coming with us. What you're talking, Malana? Mujhe zarurat hai. Mujhe zarurat hai. Kisko zarurat hai? Mujhe zarurat hai. He didn't do any favor to anybody. May Allah give us ikhlas. And Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to be the first to make amal. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali one day told one big alim, he says, since when are you under the wrong impression that when I speak to you so that I'm lecturing you? No, I speak to myself first, so that that can come into me, in my life, then to you. So let this be the attitude. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my brothers. Shaitan is always with us. Shaitan is always with us. When a shaitan can mislead a person, nobody can say so. That is why always, whatever good we do, we attribute it to Allah. Only Allah. Only through the Allah's tawfiq. Whatever we do is through Allah's tawfiq. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no strength to do good or to stay away from wrong and from evil except with the help of Allah. Only Allah's help. Nevertheless, my brothers, I recited one hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala is a narrator of this hadith. He was a Jewish person first. And he was a great alim of the Torah. And his father was also a great alim of the Torah. Before I come to the actual hadith. And he heard about the coming of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then there was a big commotion. While he was in his garden, there was a big commotion. He heard people are making a lot of noise. And he was told that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. So what he did, he left whatever he was doing. And then he went to go and see Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw he was also amongst those people who welcomed Nabiya Kareem. Then at the first instant, he went to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to test Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see whether he's a Nabi or not. What signs I read about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah, are those signs found in him or not? So he posed three questions to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three questions, and he said to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only a Nabi can answer these questions. A non-Nabi cannot answer this question. That was a test. So what he said, the first question, what are the first big signs of Qiyamah? Second question that he posed to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this, that what will be the first meal of the people of Jannah? And the third question that he posed, what makes a child resemble the father and another child resemble the mother? Look at these questions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that أخبرني بهن Jibreel anifan. Now Jibreel came to me and he gave me the answers. Now, as of this moment. What was the first question? The first question, أولو علامات القيامة or علامات الساعة. First signs, major signs, is that there will be a fire that will drive the people from the east to the west. The second question, what will be the first food of the people of Jannah? That extra, the lobe of the kaliji, of the liver. A liver, there's two portions of the liver, the top portion and the bottom portion. The bottom portion is called the lobe. That will be the first food for the people of Jannah. And the third question, the answer to that is this, that when mother and papa and mommy, when they get together, and what happens when they get together in privacy, then what happens if the fluid of the father is the first to be ejected, then the child will resemble the father. And if it is the fluid of the mother that is ejected first, then the child will resemble the mother. So he said, immediately he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. And he accepted Iman. Then he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, the Jewish people are very, very treacherous people. Very bad people. Treacherous people. People who deceive people. And if they come to find out about my Islam before You ask them these questions and they are going to be talking very lot of bad about me. So before they know about my Islam, you ask them about myself, about my profile, about my akhlaq. So just then, a group of some Jewish people came, a party of the Jews came, few people. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what do you think of Abdullah bin Salam amongst you people? Ya Rasulullah, very great alim, very good man, very noble person, and the son of a very great alim, and son of a very noble person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them, what if I told you that he has accepted Islam? He says, what did they say? They say, no, may Allah save him from doing a thing like that. As if Islam is such a bad thing. May Allah save him. May Allah ta'ala protect him from accepting Islam. Just then Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala come out of hiding. He comes out of hiding and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan. After that, what did they do? They spoke all the evil that they could against Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They condemned him and they spoke ill of him. Nevertheless, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, afshu salam, make lots of salam. That's great. Sunnat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've left it out today. One buzurg says, today there is no unity among the Muslims, there is no love, there is no affection, there is no togetherness among the Muslim people. Why? Because this is the great sunnat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've discarded it. So much so that we've discarded in our homes, and when we come to the masjid also we don't greet. When we go into the wuzu khana, we just walk into the wuzu khana, we don't make salam. Salam is something that we must make it available to one and all. It's free of charge, my brothers. Free of charge. It means Allah's peace be upon you. Allah's rahmah be upon you. Allah's barakah be upon you. Allah give us all tawfiq, my brothers. One hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم. قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. أفشوا السلام بينكم. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter Jannah until your iman is not complete. And your iman cannot be complete until you do not love one another. Should I not show you something that if you do, it will bring about love amongst yourselves? They said, why not, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah said, afshu salam. Make lots of salam. How much salam? That also Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in the hadith to the ummah. That when you are walking and you come up, you meet up with your friend, make salam to him. Now you are walking together, and a tree comes in between you. Just a tree. How much is a tree? Maybe not even a meter, not even half a meter. And that separates you. Now you going this way and he's going the other way and you meet up again, say, Assalamu alaikum. How much? Not even half a meter, not even quarter meter. Or a stone or a rock comes between you and you meet up again. Salam karo bhai. Assalamu alaikum. And if you do it today, people don't know about this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we do a thing like this, he said, but I just met you now, I was just walking with you now, why are you making salam again? No, bhai, salam is a great ibadat. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his mission in life was that occasionally he would go to the marketplace just so that he can get the opportunity to make salam to the people. Only for that reason, no other reason. Not to go into business, not for any other matlab. He said, go there just so that he can make salam. And then we also have this, that when somebody is coming from the front and we going that way, we wait for him to make salam. Allahu Akbar. Whereas Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ta'aleem is this, that a person who greets first, he is free from pride. Why mustn't I be free from pride? Smile, make salam. Smiling is also a great sadaqah. You don't even smile today with our brethren's. But our brothers, you smile, forget brothers, right? My Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say again and again, when you walk into the house, smile, haso, muskurao, apni familyo ke saath muskurao, smile with your family, with your children, with your wife. You walk, you bring all the anger of the shop and of the office, we bring it to the house. That should not happen. You walk into the house, we smile. our families must feel comfortable. They must be waiting. In Gujarati, pani na pakhen varjwe. Pani na pakhen varjwe. Kyare aave, maro miya kyare aave. To these days, they use the word hubby. I don't know when my hubby is going to come. Wait, they wait. Phone. When you're in office also, phone. Many times, how are you? Phone. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah was very particular about it. In many of his bayans, you will see the huquq of family, of wife, that we need to be, that we should be fulfilling the rights of our wives. So, my brothers, also, we wait for that person to come. If he makes salam, to I will make salam. If he doesn't make salam, I will not make salam. I heard him saying this, and I read the other day in one of his mawais, when he went to Rangoon in about 1998. He went to one of the masjids, and one of the imams said, Hazrat, main to kisi ki parwa nahi karta. I don't care about nobody. If somebody makes me salam, I make salam. If somebody doesn't make me salam, I don't make salam. He bhi koi baat bani. If somebody makes me salam, I make salam. Hazrat said, nahi bhai, ye theek nahi hai. Like, there is a hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La khayra fi man la ya'laf wa la yu'laf. There is no good in that person who doesn't give off love so that he can also receive love. We must give off love first. Then other people will love us. We wait for somebody to love us. It doesn't happen. We must come down. We must love. We must show love, friendliness, smile. Then other people will smile with us. Don't wait for other people to do it. Then he goes, yeah, this man is coming, that man is coming. Who must make salam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this fatwa. Ya Rasulullah, rajulan yaltaqiyan, fa'ayyuhuma yabda'u bis salam. Two people, they meet up with one another. Who should be the first to make salam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, farmaya, awlahuma billah, the one who's closer to Allah. The one who's closer to Allah. The one who's nearer to Allah. Why shouldn't I be? 11 years I stayed with my Shaykh, with my Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman in Mias Farm. 11 years. I can't remember one, you should get good hiding also, don't worry. But one day I can ever remember Hazrat is coming from there. We going from there. He ever gave us the opportunity to make salam first. Never. From long, far away he would make salam. So my brothers, let me just make this our mission. Salam in the Ummat. Masjid ma awo, salam karo. Masjid ma awo, wuzukhana ma awo, salam karo. In a parking downstairs, upstairs, salam. One sahabi complained to Rasulullah SAW, Ya Rasulullah, no barakat in our house, there is no food. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you walk into your house, why don't you make salam? And after you make salam to the people of the house, make salam to me. Yani durud sharif karo. And thereafter it, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Time yourself. I don't think it will take you 5 seconds, 7, 6 seconds. He started doing it. Allah Ta'ala sent so much barakat that there was so much food, he couldn't eat all that food. He was distributing the food. So much barakat. Right? We got the answer to all our problems in our deen. Allah give us understanding, brothers. Allah give us understanding. Second thing that was told there, what was it? Afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am. Khana khilawo. Feed the people. How much does it cost to feed the people? 5 loaves of bread. If you can't give 200 loaves, I know people who give 100, 200 loaves. Cut it into half. They make a simple tarkari. They make bunny chows. You know, double people know what is bunny chows. Take out the soft chows and inshaat. Tarkari and now lakhir, put the soft water from back. Go in a car. Go to the robot. See how many people are asking for. There, people are going hungry. We don't know what is hunger. That's why Allah Ta'ala made it for us to keep roza in Ramadan so that we can understand the hunger of the people who haven't got food. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when somebody comes and asks you for food, even if you got a burnt roti, give it to him. Because that man knows what he's going through when he's got hungry. And sadqa no sadqa. It's sadqa also. When we give sadqa, comes in hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it appeases and cools the wrath, the anger of Allah Ta'ala. That one, the two ren, that half a loaf of bread can save us from a big accident that is there in front. Comes in the hadith. That sadaqah is something that will remove a calamity that has already come and a calamity that's still to come. And also, when a person gives sadaqah, what will happen? A person will not die a bad and a tragic death, and he'll die on iman, inshallah. And also, through sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala gives kam as kam, the minimum, 10, up to 700. So when we give sadaqah anything, what happens? We are not doing anybody a favor, we're doing a favor to ourselves. And also, sadaqah is not only giving, sadaqah is smiling also, sadaqah is subhanallah also, sadaqah is alhamdulillah also, depending what is the situation and what is needed at that particular time. Sadaqah is amr bil ma'ruf, nahy anil munkar, that's also sadaqah. Sadaqah is also when somebody is getting, you know, how many times we see bichara elderly people coming to the masjid, picking up this chair, they got a back problem, they got a leg problem. I sit there and I watch him, but I haven't got the tawfiq to get up and go and help him and take the chair and put it there in a corner. That's also sadaqah. That you help a person when he gets into a conveyance, you pick up his goods and put it in a conveyance, all this. Somebody told me the other day, I told him, in one of my bayans, I told him about these things. We were talking. He said, everything is bad, people haven't got akhlaq. That's not the thing, we are not teaching the people. If we teach the people, the dunya can come right, and we need to do it first, and we need to teach people. Don't say the dunya is finished, it's not finished. Don't say akhlaq is gone, we're not teaching the people. Teach the people, teach our children, that how we must respect the elderly, the sick, the cripple, right? Allah give us all tawfiq, brothers. All these things. Sadaqah is also this, when two people are at loggerheads, instead of looking at tamasha, knowing that so and so, they have a problem amongst themselves, and instead of listening and hearing that, you know, and looking at the tamasha, we must make it our duty to bring them together. When they have a dispute, it should be our duty. The old people used to do that. When people used to have dispute, they used to make it their business to get involved and bring the two people together. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us ijazat. In fact, he has recommended us that even if you need to resort to a lie, telling a lie, and through that lie you can bring two people together, jais. Karenge, inshallah, meri bhai. We will make it our duty, inshallah. These are the things that we must bring in our lives. Then, the third thing that we are, there isn't much time, Molana. The third point that was mentioned in this hadith also, very common. What's that? Wasilul arham. That join family ties. Join family ties. There's a lot of politics practically in most of the families. You find that they're politics. Sometimes you find some people doing wrong to us and then we break off our ties with them. No, we shouldn't do that. We should maintain ties. It's to our benefit. Any person who is kind to his family and who tolerates his family and he treats them well, shows kindness towards them, does them favors, it is to his own benefit. Allah will give him barakah in his rizq and Allah will give him longevity, long life. And we mustn't become so cut up that because of them doing wrong, we break our relationship with them. That we shouldn't do. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I've got some family members and those family members of mine are such that I'm kind to them. I am very, very kind to them. I'm polite to them, but they are very rude to me. I speak to them nicely, they speak to me very rudely, and so on. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if matters are as you say, then كَأَنَّكَ تُصِفُّهُمُ الْمَلْ. It is as though you've taken red hot ash and you've put it into their mouth. And continuously there will be an angel who will be your supporter. All the time we see. In other words, what it means is this, that if a person tolerates them and he doesn't answer them, and he still treats them well, you know what will happen? Finally, Allah will give him izzah. Allah will give him izzah over them. And it will become apparent in the dunya. That's why, fine, that when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Rahim, this relationship, what we call in Gujarati Haggai, and Rishtadari appealed to Allah, caught Allah by the waist. And only Allah knows what's meant by that. It's from the Mutashabi heart. Nothing resembles Allah. And started appealing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala asked it, Ma, what is your problem? What is it that you want? Say, Ya Allah, you created me. People are going to break me. Allah says, I'm too happy. Whoever breaks you, I break off my relationship with him. And whoever maintains you, I will maintain my relationship with him. And also, that Sila Rahmi, to maintain family ties. When is a person regarded as one who maintains family ties? When the family people break off with him and he joins with them, that person is a person who maintains Sila Rahmi. Allah make us amongst them. The last thing that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned in this hadith is that wasallu wan nasu niyam, and read namaz, perform salah while the people are asleep. While the people are asleep, that's the time you read namaz. And it could mean tahajjud also, it could mean any other namazes also, when people are not around. Tahajjud is a very great ibadah. It was first on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Binduri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the ulama are the warathatul anbiya. For the ulama, the same hukam for them what was for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal on what I said. So all these four things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned. That afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am wasilu al-arham wasallu wan-nasu niyam tadkhulu al-jannata bisalam. It all rhymes. And who said it? Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu Zarabi. Tadkhulu al-jannata bisalam. You will enter Jannah peacefully without hisab kitab. Allah make us from amongst that inshallah. Now, as Mawlana said to me, that I'm one nazam also, inshallah. I will, inshallah, try and explain to you the meaning of the nazam, inshallah. And then after, inshallah, jazakallah. We will, inshallah, end the program, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I've got a nazam here. Also, my Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim, Dr. Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's nazam. Ji uthoge agar tum bismil huwe. Means you will become alive if you become restless, like how Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was restless. Bismil. You know bismil? Bismil means, come to my word, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you say murghi bismil. What's the meaning of murghi bismil? You know, olden days, people used to slaughter their own chickens at home. So sometimes you slaughter the chicken, not completely half, and the chicken runs around while the neck is still hanging. So that you call, it's so restless, so restless. There's no death, there's no life. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say about himself that he's like a murghi bismil. Bismil means very restless. Why? At the gunas and the open sins that the people commit. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's mission in life was that people stop doing gunas, committing sins. More than people making long ibadat. Yeah, faras you got to make. But at the same time, avoid committing any sins. That is the greatest of ibadat. So Hazrat Wala says in this, is greater than making the whole night ibadat. Comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask, Mawlana, what are you talking? The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, ittaqil maharim takun a'budan nas. Stay away from haram. You will be the greatest worshipper of Allah. Not by reading lots of Quran and not looking after the nazar when we're going out and not stopping to say wrong things or other sins. So a person doesn't make long nafal ibadat, but he abstains from haram, from the disobedience of Allah. The hadith says that that person is the greatest of worshippers. Allah makes us understand this, inshallah. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Hazrat says, Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe hasil, to sab hasil huwe. What he says, oh Allah, if we didn't find you, and we didn't attain you, and we didn't get you, then there's nothing. If a person has got Allah, he's got nothing. What he's got? And if a person got Allah, he's got everything. You know, when you hear sometimes of our brothers in the Jamaat, simple. Okay, if a person got Iman, he's got everything, even if he's got nothing of the dunya. If a person got no Iman, he's got everything of the dunya also, he's got nothing. The truth is that. So in the same way, a person who got Allah, he's got everything. A person who hasn't got Allah, he's got nothing. What has he got? Nothing. Aap tak lai jo moje ranjo gham. Aap tak lai jo moje ranjo gham. Us pe qurba sare sahil huye. What a beautiful piece. It means that, oh Allah, aap tak lai jo moje ranjo gham. Sometimes you find a person goes through tough times, difficulties, hardships, calamities after calamities, heartbreaking incidents after heartbreaking, so fine. And that brings a person close to Allah. And when he sees how close he became to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he sits and thinks and he reflects, okay, it was because of that thing that I became close to Allah. Ah, it was a very cheap price to pay for what I'm enjoying now, the closeness of Allah ta'ala. That's what it means. Uspe qurban sare sahil huwe. All the safety of all, the safety of all the shores, I'm prepared to give all that, sacrifice all that for the nearness that I have attained because of all the difficulties. Aap tak lai jo moje ranjo gham lana, uspe qurban sare sahil huwe. Sankaro gham se mili inko najat. Jo tumhare dard ke hamil huye. What does it mean? From many heartaches, that person has freed himself. Which person? Jo tumhare dard ke hamil huye. The one who carries your fear and your love in his heart and your obedience. That person who becomes your obedient servant and he brings taqwa into his life. That person safeguards himself, saves himself from millions of what? Of gham, of heartaches, disappointments. That's why hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ihfazillah yahfazka. Be considerate towards Allah, Allah will be considerate towards you. Ihfazillah tajidhu tujahaka. Fulfill the commands of Allah, in other words, ihfazillah, bring taqwa into you and be considerate about Allah. And so what will happen? When you need Allah, Allah, you will find Him right in front of you, inshallah. Further says, Darde ishq haq bhi tum hasil karo, laak tum alim huwe, fazil huwe. That is especially for the ulama. Now ulama, the feeling of intense love, and passionate love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, bring that into your love, into your heart. No matter how great an alim, no matter what your qualifications is, so get together, how will you get that? Yak zamana sohbati ba awliya, jisne paayi hai, wohi kamil huwe. The person who attains or who can be in the company of the awliya Allah for a little while. Yak zamana means for a little while. Whoever got this ni'mat of being in the company of the awliya Allah, the mashayikh, our muslihs, whoever attains this, that is the person who attains great heights, and that's a person who becomes an accomplished person. Further, this says, "Dekhte hi dil mera ghabra gaya zahidane khushk jab nazil huye." And I saw, my heart just skipped a beat, and I became shocked. My heart became shocked when I saw that pious person, so to say, sitting here by the mimbar or sitting here and giving bayan, and he hasn't attained the sohbat of the awliya Allah, and there is no ruhaniyat in his bayan. It's just words and words and words. Allah Ta'ala save us from being such people. Hazrat says, Akhtare Bismil ki tum baate suno. Listen to the advices of Akhtare Bismil. Akhtare Bismil, the Akhtar that is restless. Ji uthoge tum agar Bismil huwe. And if you listen to his advice, and you bring it into your life, to ji uthoge, you will also become alive, inshallah. Any person who has that restlessness in him, that person will become alive. Life will come into him. Allah make us from amongst those people, brothers. Inshallah, I'll read an azam for you, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You have all got ijazat to read the first line with me, please. Eh? In fact, it will be better if you read it, because then that gives a little bit himmat to the person to read, inshallah. It's easy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe hasil, to sab hasil huwe. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe hasil, to sab hasil huwe. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe hasil, to sab hasil huwe. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe hasil, to sab hasil huwe. Aap tak lai jo mauje rang jo gham, aap tak lai jo mauje rang jo gham, us pe qurban sare sahil huwe. Us pe qurban sare sahil huwe. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe hasil, to sab hasil huwe. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe hasil, to sab hasil huwe. Saikaron gham se mili in ko najat, se karo gham se mili ko najat, jo tumhare dard ke hamil huve. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe hasil, to sab hasil huwe. Dard-e-ishq-e-haq bhi tum hasil karo. Dard-e-ishq-e-haq bhi tum hasil karo. Lakh tum alim huwe, fazil huwe. Dard-e-ishq-e-haq bhi tum hasil karo. Lakh tum alim huwe, fazil huwe. Yak zamana sohbat ba auliya, yak zamana sohbat ba auliya, jisne payi hai wohi kamil huwe. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huwe حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا, دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا. زاہدان خشک جب نازل ہوئے, زاہدان خشک جب نازل ہوئے, تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے, جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے. اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے, جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. بس
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات, وتقبلنا بها جميع الحاجات, وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات, وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات, وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات, إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل صلاة كاملة وسلم سلاما تاما على سيدنا محمد, تنحل به الوقت وتنفرج به الكرب, وتقضى به الحوائج, وتنال به الرغائب, وحسن الخواتيم, ويستسقى القمام من الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه في كل لمحة ونفس بعدد كل معلوم لك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله, والملك كله ولك الملك كله, بيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم اغفرنا بحلالك عن حرامك, وأغننا بفضلك عن سواك. اللهم لك الحمد أنت قيم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن, ولك الحمد أن ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن, ولك الحمد أن نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن, ولك الحمد أنت الحق ووعدك حق ولقاؤك حق وقولك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وعليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وخاصمنا وعليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اكفنا كل مهم من حيث شئت ومن أين شئت. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك, وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يلا مري غناكم معاف فرما, يلا مري خطاهم سيدر گزر فرما, يلا يلا جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کاملہ عاجنا مستمر عطا فرما, جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانی کو دور کر. یا اللہ جو بے روزگار بے رو یا اللہ جن کے پاس کوئی روزی کا سامان نہیں ہے اور روزی کا ذریعہ نہیں, یا اللہ ان کو حلال روزی عطا فرما. یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ. Ya Allah, hamare, Ya Allah, hame afiyat ata farma, Ya Allah. Har afat aur balao se hamari hifazat farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, choron se, daakon se, criminals se, Ya Allah, hamari hifazat farma, Ya Allah. Hijacker se hamari hifazat farma, accident se hamari hifazat farma, bimari se hamari hifazat farma, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. خراب لوگوں سے برے لوگوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ بری حکومت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما بری حکومت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما ظالموں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ظالموں سے ہماری یا اللہ ہمیں اور ہماری اولاد کو اور سارے مسلمانوں کو یا اللہ ہر برائی سے یا اللہ نجات عطا فرما اور برائی سے یا اللہ ان کو بچا یا اللہ بری عادتوں سے بچا یا اللہ ڈرگ سے بچا یا اللہ ڈرگز والوں سے بچا یا اللہ یا اللہ ڈرگ پیڈلرز سے بچا یا اللہ یا اللہ آج کل اغوا بھی بہت ہو رہا ہے یا اللہ سب کی حفاظت جان کی مال کی یا اللہ حفاظت فرما ہمارے جان مال عزت آبرو اور دین اور اسلام اور ایمان کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے مدارس کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہمارے مراکز کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے مدرسوں کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے مکاتب کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے ایمانوں کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ جب تک زندہ رکھیں اللہ ایمان کے ساتھ زندہ رکھے اللہ اور جس وقت ہمارے جانے کا وقت آ جائے یا اللہ تو ایمان کے ساتھ ہمیں اٹھائے اللہ اور وہ دن جب ہم چلے یہاں سے رخصت ہو رہے ہیں یا اللہ سب سے زیادہ خوشی کا دن ہو ہمارے لیے اللہ رب یا اللہ عافیت عطا فرما عافیت عطا فرما عافیت عطا فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.